Oh no! However will I get my comic book and movie news now? Whatever shall I do?
Never fear, for Fatboy and Captain Llama are here.
Fatboy and Captain Llama.
Alright, welcome back to another episode of Fatboy and Captain Llama. I'm Will.
I'm Regan.
Oh, alright.
Sound exhausted.
I'm a little bit. Apologies already, actually, because I put the last episode up late, so apologies for that.
You dick.
I just kind of forgot.
Yeah, well, I've never done it, so I really can't even.
Yeah.
I can't judge.
You dick. And thanks to all our new Twitter followers, we've cracked the, the 50 mark.
Only took 2 years, get 50 people to follow us.
On Twitter. We did it.
We did it. We've done it. We can quit now.
Most of them are other podcasters, but I like that. Clearly, they seem to enjoy what we did. We've also been added to some... What's it called? It's not a group, because that's like a Facebook thing, but it's a page. Like, Twitter has, like, pages that you can be added to.
I'm not really familiar with the Twitter space. I don't really use it.
Well, the page stuff is kind of news to me. Like, I've seen it happen to us a couple of times, but we've been added to something called Pod and Family. I'm like, huh.
That's the Pod and Family. Nice.
So I think a couple of the new followers and stuff have come from that. So thanks for whoever added us to that.
The Pod and Family.
That's cool. Yeah, so it's like every time we tweet stuff about the episodes go up, they'll like retweet it and stuff.
Cool.
And it gets sent her out. That's cool. Alright. So we know what Rebirth is now.
Well, sort of.
It's like they've come out and said what it is.
Yeah, but then they've also like, I don't know, I'm still not 100% convinced.
It's a soft reboot, is what it is. It's what Marvel always does. Every 3 years, Marvel will do a soft reboot.
It's like their Marvel Now, basically, is it?
Yeah.
And then more recently, the whatever it's called, All New Marvel or something.
Yeah, DC... Oh, yeah, All New, All Different
yeah.
Marvel. And then... Yeah, so they've got their little soft reboot. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever.
So they actually announced the details of this soft reboot?
So there's going to be a number of issue, like, it'll be Rebirth, Aquaman Rebirth 1, you know, Batman Rebirth 1, like,
sure.
All through their line.
I feel like there was already a Batman Rebirth before the New 52.
Yeah, but none of those count anymore. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they've rebirthed it, so it's fine.
Let's
call it Batman Reboot.
Batman Reboot 5.
Reboot 5. Fifth time this year.
Yes, I've got that, but then there's also, I think, like a standalone, like a series, like, and that is the Snyder event, I'm pretty sure. Is that Jeff Jones is writing it? I think Jeff Jones is writing it, actually.
So what's the one that Snyder and Coppola were
I can't remember. I did see it, and it's been a while since I actually looked at this article, so I've completely forgotten.
God damn.
You
had one job.
I know, right? But yeah, so the idea, I think, what they've said, or what Jones has said is, or Johns has said, is that they're bringing, like, Legacy back. So it started with that sort of blue screen that said Rebirth. And now it's a blue screen that says Rebirth, but there's, like, shadowy figures behind
it. Yeah, and it looks like the Teen Titans.
Well, it looks like there's two flashes in there, for sure. One is Jay Garrick, classic Jay Garrick. The other, I'm hoping, is, like, classic Bollywood.
Yeah, that's what the word looks like.
There...
Looks like Superboy Prime's in there.
Yeah, that was it. There is a Superboy of some sort in there.
And there's also a Supergirl.
Yes, and classic Supergirl because she had the skirt.
What does the one now have?
I don't know, it's just kind of like a one piece. Sort of like a bathing unitard. Suit. It kind of looks like, yeah, it's like a unitard.
It's the Borat, the V-string.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've sort of got that going. I'm kind of, if it is like Wally West proper coming back, I'd be pretty fucking psyched about it.
Because what happened to him after?
I don't know. Like, I stopped reading Flash, but he doesn't seem to be in the comics at all. I'm like, you know, if you're going to bring him back, like, whatever race you want to bring him back, it doesn't really matter. Just bring him back.
Fucking bring him back.
But I do
enjoy him a redhead black guy.
We'll never see it coming.
Best of both worlds.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins, except for the Puerto Ricans, because they lose out significantly.
Yeah. But I really like Bollywood, so I'd be keen to see, like, Oh, that was the other thing. They're bringing characters from the previous unit, before Flashpoint Universe, back into DC.
So the characters that exist, like, separately, so, like, you won't have two Batmans, you will have, like...
Well, at the moment, they already have... pre-Flashpoint Superman in that universe.
Yeah, see, I don't pay any attention to it, though. In my head, it doesn't happen.
It's quite good. I prefer it to regular Superman.
Well, it's because, you know,
you
were raised incorrectly.
You were raised wrong.
You were raised poorly.
And I have kind of a working theory in that at the end of Convergence, you ever actually finish Convergence?
No, I gave up.
So at the end of Convergence, all these heroes sort of go back to when the initial Infinite Crisis on Infinite Earths started. And it was like Superman, Parallax, Hal Jordan, Flash,
mm-hmm.
Supergirl, like Lois Lane was there with their kid and everything else. I think there was a few more. But they went back to kind of help turn that tide, so they won that battle and they didn't fuck up the multiverse or whatever the first time.
Fuck up the multiverse.
Then
destroy it?
Yeah, I think at the end of that one, it becomes one singular universe.
Yep.
And now they went back to stop that from happening so that there were multiple Earths. And now there's going to be, I guess, crossover again because Hal Jordan, and I was a few episodes back, that Hal Jordan had, like, as Parallax had shown up.
Yep.
Turns out that was Hal Jordan pre-Flashpoint.
Oh.
And someone else has shown up that's pre-Flashpoint as well. I can't remember who, though. So it looks like they're kind of maybe bringing some of those characters back. So I don't know, obviously don't know how that's going to work yet. But
weird.
I'd be keen for it. I do miss, like, I like the new stuff, but I do miss me some classic.
I don't miss the underwear on the outside.
I do.
Why?
It
looks so dumb.
I like it, though. It's classic. Classic look.
Oh, yeah, but it's not like a classic look, like, you know, clean shaven. It's like no one walks around with their underpants on the outside.
Not yet.
Well, no, because it's... Oh, never mind.
I just like it. It's just the classic look for comics.
That upsets me for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it does. Let's talk about something else that seemed to upset you when we were talking about it earlier.
Yes.
I've written it down as Marvel Murder Discussion.
Oh, right. A few weeks ago. So in my head, I was going to go back and watch the movies. Didn't do that.
Why
but
would
your argument was that they didn't kill people unless they were in war times.
Yeah, so and I stand by it. No, none of the Marvel heroes or the Avengers kill anybody other than like Captain America, which is during a world war. Which you can
feel. Yeah.
And you never see it. And I'm not done yet.
No, yeah, well, you should be.
but none of the other heroes, so like Thor, Iron Man, everyone else, none of them, like their villains die, but it's never their fault that they die. It's always some other thing. Like in Iron Man, the first one, it's Ironmonger is like, he overloads the core and that blows him up. Or somebody overloads the core and that's what kills
him. Well, Tony tells Pepper to overload it.
Well, it's Pepper's fault then, isn't it?
Oh, you're big and...
But the idea is, though, like, they weren't doing that to kill him. They were doing it to shut down the reactor, and he just was unfortunately got caught in the crossfire.
I thought they were doing it to kill him.
No, they were just trying to shut down the thing, because I think it was powering the suit or something. I don't know, they weren't trying to kill him, because that's a stupid... Just get a gun. Really.
What? Well, Iron Man's suit had no power, so they had to blow the reactor so that they can blow up Ironmonger.
It's true, but I guess Tony was trying to kill himself at the same time.
Yeah, but that wasn't the primary goal. He was just willing to die if it killed him.
But at the same time, he didn't kill him.
Yeah, no, but you're weaving through the argument.
No,
here.
No, but they don't though. Like, really, that's not. That's,
well, it, did he die?
From a narrative point of view, though, Iron Man's hands are clean.
Okay, so he didn't cut his throat directly. He didn't like put his hand in his heart to kill him. So his
exactly.
hands are clean.
It's indirect. He indirectly kills him.
All right. Next point. Captain America 2. That ship at the start. Cap fucks people up.
None of them are dead, though. Like, none of them confirmed dead. That's the thing. Like, you don't see him snap someone's neck.
Yeah, okay, so you don't see it on screen. My point is they're not averse to killing people.
No, I'm not saying that they are. Because clearly, this whole discussion started with Jessica Jones. Because I said she's the first one that's outrightly killed someone. Whereas in none of those situations, Cap is trying to kill anyone. He's just trying to detain them.
Yeah, all right, I agree with that.
Except maybe, actually, Black Widow. Maybe the only other one.
Yeah, I think she would kill.
I think we've seen her shoot people.
And Clint probably as well.
I don't think we've seen Clint shoot anyone, but we've definitely seen Black Widow shoot somebody. I feel like they, like, write it away as, like, they're darts.
They're secret agents.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, like, they're little darts that put them to sleep. They're not dead.
No, they're sleepers. Nice.
That might be the only other exception other than Jessica Jones. But all the other ones, and this is how, like, basically superheroes always are, or superhero films always are, is that they'll beat their villain, they'll kill them off, but it's never the hero's fault because then they're not the hero anymore if they kill that person.
That's why Deadpool was good.
Yeah, because he just gave no fucks.
I didn't realize until afterwards as well, like, that scene where he's putting his costume on and he walks into the wrestling ring.
At least a cock on.
Whoa. Costume on. A total ripoff of Spider-Man. I didn't realize that was a joke.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so for some reason I was thinking about it a week later. I was like, oh, okay.
Not a ripoff, it's not homage.
Well, no, it's not homage.
It's a homage. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah. That is something that film would die either. Like, that did just as good second week as it did...
Well, they reckon
it's
on, like, I don't know if I believe this, but I read a report saying it's on track to do a billion. Because globally, it's done 500 already.
It won't do a billion. It's not going to. It's not being released in China.
I'd be very, very surprised.
It's not being released in China. Yeah. If it was being released in China, maybe. But it's not. It's not Star Wars.
It'll get 700, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. It's done bang. It's done well.
Yeah, and they were saying that Ryan Reynolds is going to make a shitload for the next one.
Yeah.
Because they haven't signed on the new director. It's the same director.
Either. They want the same creative team. And apparently, Stephen Lang from Avatar... He was like the general, the bad guy general in that one.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be Cable. He's really gunning for really? Cable.
But he's such a nobody. He's an avatar. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson would be cool. Like, there's obviously no casting has been done, but he's been like on Instagram and Twitter and shit, just fueling the fire.
Just
and
going, guys, I'm doing nothing. Come on, hit me up.
Yeah, hit me up with some Cable.
Remember when Sam Worthington was going to be famous?
Yeah, right.
And then everyone realized he can't act.
It's shit.
Yeah.
They're doing another Avatar, though, which he's part of.
Yeah.
The story at the moment is like, it was supposed to be released, I think, this year or next year, but it's not on track. So James Cameron's like, not releasing it. It's just like he has that power. Then you'd be like,
fuck it.
It's not done.
Well, I guess whenever he releases a movie, it makes over a billion.
Yeah. I was like, he has that power to do that, but it's just really funny that he's just like, no. And like, no explanation has been given. He's just like, I'm just not going to release it.
I just don't feel like it.
I just don't.
You know what? Fuck it.
It's going to be too hot in the summertime.
Yeah. I don't like the heat.
I don't like the mugginess.
Look, I directed Aquaman in Entourage and this as well too. So
I did too, didn't he? He was supposed to do it. Shit.
Wasn't he supposed to do Spider-Man?
No idea.
And then that's why they gave him Aquaman. That's why they had it beat Spider-Man's opening weekend in the show.
I have no idea. I wasn't so around the stuff that I am now back then.
Feckle.
What are we talking about?
Marvel killing people.
Oh, yeah. It's a Marvel killing people. So I think still...
I think Jessica you're correct. Jessica Jones is the only person you see like snap a neck on screen and overtly kill someone.
I'm not saying they're not like... There aren't people dying around them. I'm just saying they're not directly responsible. Majority of the time, at least.
Yeah. All right. I will agree with that. I think that's a soft measure. Just they are... A majority of the time, they are not responsible.
I like it soft.
Oh.
Oh, God. So... Did you end up reading the first issue of Stand Up?
No, I didn't.
So, this is Marvel's new comic event that they're doing. I thought it was a really interesting idea. Like, it's nice. It's sort of a much quieter event. Or at least at this stage, it's a much quieter event than what Secret Wars was.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very... they're doing this event how DC does their events. It's contained to just the Avengers books and maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Good. Smarter way to do it.
Yeah, much smarter. Because I think, like, Secret Wars literally finished, like, 2 months ago.
If that,
yeah.
It was so late.
Month and a half. So, like, another event, nobody wanted that. It's actually, I checked out the first issue. I'm not going to read the rest until it's, like, a trade, because it goes through the other books that I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to wait it out, or until it comes on Unlimited. But it's, I thought it was a really cool idea. So, it's like, it starts with Bucky infiltrating some, I think it's like a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility. And he comes across, I guess, some data, and this little girl that somehow gets all these powers, and seems super... powerful kind of thing. Like, the whole building gets fucked up.
Yep.
And then he gets sort of caught, and then it sort of blanks out, and then this person wakes up in, like, a field in this town called, I think it's, like, Pleasant Valley or something like that. Let me just see. Did I write it down?
Smallville.
Yeah. So, for the rest of the thing, you're kind of led to believe that it's Bucky, who's been sort of mind-wiped. It kind of does look a little bit like Bucky. Like, he's got brown hair. He remembers things from the war and all this stuff. And then there's this person there that's like, kind of seems, he's like a psychiatrist there, and it's like, his last name's Dr. Banner. His name's Dr. Banner. So, like, okay. And he makes some allusions to, like, him trying, he used to have all these anger issues, but now he's come to terms with it, that kind of thing.
He used to be a green rage monster.
Yeah, and he got, this unknown character keeps trying to escape this place because there's something going on. It's a real sort of, like Twin Peaks, you have like something wrong with this town, like this small town, but it's kind of.
I haven't watched that. I need to.
Yeah, it's like it's this little town, but there's something kind of not right going on. Fishy. Yeah, like he can't leave the town, and they're like they're all like real lovely people, but like you can never leave the town, like real creepy. And then this person shows up, who he's got like the Tony Stark basically looking person, and he's like, you know, this world isn't what it is. Like, you know, they're lying to you and all this stuff. Like, come with me, and I'll show you a way out, kind of thing. And he's like, oh, I made this machine. I realized something wasn't right. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, you know, when I came here, they put me in a garage, put me to work, but I just started building things. It's kind of like on instinct. And like, that was a mistake. Cause then he builds this machine that kind of brings back his memories And he sort of figures out who he is. And then he's like, I'll show you the same thing.
How do you make a machine that brings back your memory?
How do you make a machine that wipes it all away and changes the way that you look?
Touché.
Because comics. That's why.
Because comics. Because fuck it.
Because boy shit.
Boy shit.
And then he shows it to him, and it turns out it's not Bucky at all. It's Baron Zemo. And really? Baron Zemo. Like, he's going to be in Civil War. Yeah, he has like a purple stocking he puts over his face.
Oh, like all the Barons.
Yeah. Look him up. You might recognize him, but classic Marvel villain and the Tinkerer as well. So this place is actually a prison. And what just before that, he shows this thing with Maria Hill, who is the mayor of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like another thing. So maybe she doesn't know what's going on. But it's kind of alluded to, like she's been on the south side. And it's like their new idea at a prison. It's like, you know, we lock these people away in like the raft, in the negative zone, but they always break out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we've had enough of it. We've come up with a new way that we think is going to work. It's basically they wipe out their minds, gives them, makes them productive in this society.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just sort of leaves them in this. Like it's all cordoned off. Like they can't get out, but like they live like a normal life. I just thought it was a really interesting take on like, cause that's obviously like they have this sort of open door policy in their mm-hmm. jails clearly. Cause they're always getting out of prison. So it seems like a really interesting take. It's like, oh, they can just get out. It's so easy to get out. Why don't they figure out?
Just a rotation.
Yeah, it's like why don't they figure out a better way to do it? And like obviously they have. And now it's going to be some sort of prison riot in this town because they're all everyone.
That all
in
happened
there,
at issue one.
Well, not yet. Like they ended with Zemo coming back and he's just like I'm about to fuck shit up because he comes across that girl that was like super powerful. In the video it says if you see this girl not accompanied by one of the staff. Notify
back
whoever.
The fuck up.
Yeah, it's like notify whoever immediately, but do not go near her.
Reminds me of that girl from Future's End, the one that's
yes.
with Deathstroke. And
yeah, she looks very similar as well. Obviously, like different universe, but yeah. So that's going to play into it a bit, but it kind of seems like they're just going to fucking riot.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool. I'm into it. So yeah, I haven't read anything else since then. I don't know if any more
what's
issues.
What's it called?
For
Standoff.
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 Yeah.
I'm thinking of Face Off, that Nicolas Cage
yeah.
Travolta movie.
Yeah. That reminded me of something. Oh, there we go. While we're in Marvel, we'll talk the Netflix series.
Yeah.
We have Iron Fist now.
Yeah, weird pick.
I did not write his name down like an idiot.
Finn something.
He is the Knight of Flowers in Game of
yes.
Thrones, though. Yeah, I don't know. It definitely would have been my first pick, but
I also wouldn't have picked that dude who played Daredevil.
I don't know. I kind of like the... when. I guess you have to wait and see. Like, when the picture started coming out, it made sense.
But originally, like, if you'd seen what he'd done previously...
I hadn't seen anything he'd done before.
It was, like, some weird, like, Pride and Prejudice or, like, some Downton Abbey type shit. It wasn't what you'd pick.
He's British. He's a British.
Basically. But then he did really well when he played Daredevil. So I was like... And then Jessica Jones was on point as well. So it's kind of like you said the other day. You're like, you just have to kind of trust them.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, they've done... especially with Netflix, they fucking knocked it out of the park. Every single time. I have no questions that it's going to be good. Yeah, it was just... it just wouldn't have picked it. But it's, you know, it's cool.
That's cool.
We have our Iron Fist now.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's still going ahead. Because they found
yeah, it. Even though we thought it was cancelled. And then the Punisher thing isn't actually happening.
No, yeah. So, we sort of talked about it last episode that he was getting a standalone. Apparently, Jeff Loeb came out and
said that's all speculation. We're not actually developing anything.
It's like, calm the fuck down, guys.
Everyone just fucking relax.
It's like, you haven't even seen what he's like yet. Let's just...
Yeah.
Let's look how he goes first.
We don't even know if you like him.
Yeah.
Fuck, we might have killed him off in the last episode. You don't even know.
That's true. Like, he could be dead. Like, I haven't watched any of the other trailers. I watched the first proper trailer where you get stuff with him in it. And he's pretty full on.
It looks fucking awesome. It was like they're very much playing on the whole, like... I'm you without the boundaries kind of thing. Like, I think the actual quote from the thing was, you're one bad day away from becoming me.
Yeah. So it's clearly going to be, like, testing that. He's, like, Matt's morality throughout the whole
thing. And they've had ads where he's, like, tied up against
there's
cylinder.
One of the earlier images that came out is him chained up on the top of a roof.
Yeah.
When, like, Punisher's standing over him.
Just punishing that ass.
Just punishing. Oh, I forgot to make all the fisting jokes about.
Oh, damn it. We missed that perfect opportunity.
Oh, it's too late.
Good, clean, family fun.
Yeah, so...
reckon they'll fist Iron Fist? Well, that wasn't good.
He does play a gay man in the Game of Thrones.
Gay.
But, you know, I guess you don't have to be a gay man to enjoy fisting.
No, I think you do.
I don't think so. I feel like it's... it's for, you know, straighties as well.
Mm.
You need to be able to stretch.
Ooh.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
Yes. Let's move very on.
They also seem to be playing him a bit shell-shocked as well. Like, you get a real, he's seen some shit kind of vibe.
And he's kind of not really quite with it.
Like, he doesn't seem to focus when he looks. He just kind of looks through people.
I feel like the guy who played, what's that guy's name? Frank something? Or is that Punisher's name?
That's Frank Castle is the Punisher. It's John Barenthal.
That's the one. He always just plays a real angry motherfucker.
He's got his thing and he does it well. So, you know, he's happy.
He's happy. Well, he's not.
He was in Walking
Dead. That's his thing. It's massive not being
happy. He's now going to be in the Marvel Universe as one of their key characters.
Have you seen that compilation of him from The Walking Dead where he's just rubbing his head?
He loves that.
That was like his little twitch, his thing that he went to.
He loves it. Maybe it's like, that would be like if you're playing against him in poker, you know when he's lying. Because he'll just start rubbing his fucking head. And you know he's doing really well because he's just like vigorously like starts just fucking
shaving his hair off with his hands.
Just tearing all his hair up. So I don't know. It looks cool. But I don't care for the Punisher. I like him as a support. I'm glad they're not doing the series as of this point.
Yeah, I have to wait and see, to be honest. I never really watched the old movies with him. I haven't read any of the comics. I know of the character.
I started reading some of the I started reading like the Remender run. And not that I got bored, it's like, there's other things I want to read.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not really my thing.
This is not it.
I want them to get to the part where they did Frankencastle, where he, like, dies, but then he's put back together as, like, a Frankenstein monster.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how they got out of that, to, like, fix that, but he's, like,
cause Punisher comics. Again.
Still, I was like, that's cool. I like that.
You could literally just be like, I like this. The Punisher is no longer a zombie because you guys didn't like that.
Well, it went on for a while. It went on for, like, at least, I think it was, like, two volumes of it, or at least two, really? Like, limited series of it.
Frankencastle.
Yeah, Frankencastle. Like, it's just like a cool name.
Punishstein.
Punishstein. Was that the rest of my Marvel stuff? I think that was. It was. I want to move over into like our DC universe.
Mm-hmm. Our DC universe.
Yeah, I own it. Didn't I tell you this?
We own it. It's ours.
So, some news came out actually about BVS, which is less than a month away.
Yes, it finally happened.
It's here, guys.
3 years.
The director's cut is getting an R rating.
Weird / I kind of like it.
I don't know. Do we need a Batman vs Superman that's R? A Batman film that's R? I can get around that, I guess. But I don't know. It feels really reactionary to Deadpool doing so well. It's like, oh my God, R works. Let's make everything R now. I'm like, no, Deadpool worked because it had to be R for it to work. Batman vs Superman or Batman or Superman doesn't need to be R to work. We've proven that over and over again. Yeah, it seems unnecessary.
I don't think it needs to be out of work. I don't think you need to have it, but I am intrigued to see what it looks like now. Like, I'll watch the PG movie, and that'll probably be the one that I always remember. But if there is a version where it's a bit more, like, Batman's a bit more, like, I feel as though they're going to be censoring down the fight scenes and the language in the PG-13
movie. It's also interesting to think, like, if this is director's cut, what scenes are in there that they've taken out that pushes
Batman
it from
railing Wonder Woman in the toilets at that party? And Superman, like, just fucking batting off behind him.
Not even behind him, like he's looking, he's like across in another building, like x-ray visioning through.
Jizz of steel.
He has to be far enough away that when he jizzes, because it's going to shoot through the wall.
And just burn an S into the wall.
He doesn't want to hurt anybody. Oof.
Poor Lois.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it just seems all a bit reactionary to Deadpool.
Yeah,
had it's also convenient timing.
Before Deadpool came out, I'd be like, "Yeah, okay," but you're right. It does seem very like, "Oh, Deadpool did well. We'll get into
it's also in terms of like scenes that they cut out. They usually cut out a bit, but not that much. So those scenes must have been particularly bad.
Yeah,
I guess like it's probably a finer line than we realize between
that trailer scenes. Is fucking tits though.
Oh, fuck. I went back and watched it the other day.
It's mainly that fight scene at the start.
I stopped watching after the fight scene. I don't give a shit about Superman.
Oh, well, the bit at the end where he puts his fist up and then he's like,
you skip ahead.
All the stuff with Superman, don't care.
I don't care.
It could just be called Batman Versus and you'd be like, I love it.
Yeah.
Batman Versus the DC Universe.
Batman, oh my God, that would be the best ever.
All right, that's the idea of the movie we make.
Yeah. That's basically Tower of Babel. It's like
sort
Batman.
Of actually, yeah.
Batman,
but let's make it more of a Deadpool kind of thing where he's just killing people.
Yeah, just snapping necks and taking names.
I wonder if that's what it is. In the R version, they have Batman killing people.
Maybe. But like,
kind of changes the whole Batman thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's happening. I've started playing Rocket League as well.
That is good.
It's amazing. So for those that don't know, basically Rocket League is soccer with cars.
I've seen some absolute fluky shots come out.
Oh, it's amazing. The best fun. I get so excited. The reason I bring it up is because early March, so next week sometime, they are bringing out a Batmobile car that you can play.
Ah.
And in the video, when you score, because there's an explosion, it goes like boom, there's a little explosion thing. It does the bat symbol.
That's cool.
I'm hoping that's also in the game.
How much is the... Because it's coming out on disc now as well, isn't it? It's going retail.
I guess, yeah. The car pack is only $2.
How much is the game?
24, 25?
I downloaded
like
Dragon Age.
Yeah?
I played all of about 20 minutes.
You really got to sink into
person.
It.
I thought it was first person.
Nah,
game.
You really got to fucking sink yourself into it as well. Like, you've got to get deep into that fucking cloister.
Cloister?
Yeah. I went back and started playing Fallout again as well, actually. I've gotten back into it.
To do that for quite some time.
Because I was talking about a guy at work. He's a big Fallout fan. So we were, like, chatting about it on Friday after work. And it's like, that's it. I'm going home to play some Fallout. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yep.
Was there any more Batman vs Superman? Oh, we saw the Flash suit.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Like, and a photo of Mira and some Aquaman like armor.
There's a bunch of stuff. So it's got,
they must have known they were gonna.
Oh, I'm just yeah, getting, totally shit, getting people talking. Just the hype up. So Snyder put up a photo of him and Momoa in the. I guess it was
are
like.
Are you gonna correct you and be like Mimosa?
Mimosa.
Oh God.
they're in like I guess a costume development area. So you see a version of Aquaman's suit. And then like right to like the back left, it's a bit blurry, but you see the Flash suit from about the, like the nips up.
It's kind of what you'd expect too.
It's exactly, it kind of just looks straight out of the comic. Like it seems real shiny.
Yeah. I'm a little bit worried they're going to go Power Rangers on it. I mean, they'll obviously, they've got the effects Power these days Rangers. To change it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something we never discussed. Elizabeth Banks is,
Rita Repulsa.
Almost said Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
Elizabeth Banks is a shitty singer. Maybe she's going to be Rita Repulsa. The fuck?
Yeah, that's cool.
Is Ivan Ooze going to be in the movie?
I would assume so.
Just get, what's Oscar Isaac from Age of Apocalypse.
He can literally go from one set to the other in his makeup.
Sorry guys, shooting Power Rangers now.
No, they fix that up for sure. Like, if you look at the trailers now, it's different.
It's not Ivan Ooze-ish.
No, they seem to lighten him up a bit, and I guess, I don't know if the lip bits were always in there, but on lightening him, you can see them. So maybe they're always there and just couldn't see them.
Or Psylocke.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, we saw, like, dupes. Well, her costume is just the... When people complain about impractical costumes in comics, that's one of them.
Yep.
Captain Marvel's... when she was Miss Marvel's old costume would be another.
I haven't seen it.
Power Girl is one, too. Actually, Power Girl's a big one because she has, like...
Those boobs are just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, she always had, like... She was, a top-heavy lady with them boobies.
They were disproportionately large.
The problem comes with, like, the hole cut out to show the cleavage.
I forgot that was even there.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not trying to distract you with the boobs, but look at the boobs.
Yeah. There's, I think it was in one of the comics, like, before Flashpoint, they kind of try to address it. And she's like, oh, when I first started out, I didn't have an idea for a symbol. I didn't want to use the S because I didn't think I could live up to it.
So I left it
blank, thinking that I could one day get there.
Just have a white shirt. You don't even need
the hole though. Like, just stick it on top of the shirt. Actually, it's probably easier to have like some clothes under to stick it to.
That's what I mean. Dumb.
Yeah, dumb. But still, it's like they tried. It's like full respect to you giving it a shot.
Try harder.
Try a little harder. But I feel like there's nothing you can do with that. It's just like boys reading comics like boobs.
Boobs.
And we've all just got to accept that. And
yeah, boobs are good.
And it's not just boys that read comics. But
girls also like boobs.
Girls don't like boob sticks. They have boobs. I'm sure they like
this conversation. It's declining very quickly.
I've had a very declining
day. It's going downhill.
So the Flash suit, from the very little that we saw, looks cool.
I'm intrigued to see Ezra Miller, in it.
In it. The dummy that was there seemed to his proportions as well. Like, it's even, the jawline that they gave it kind of looked like
they'll
his face.
They'll make him he'll have to bulk up a little bit.
Yeah, you assume he's in the process of doing that because they're about to start filming in April.
The last thing I saw was him with some real weird haircut. It was in that Dawn of the Justice League thing, which presumably they shot 4 months ago.
He talks about it,
and he's got a real bowl cut with light brown hair.
That's amazing.
And I was like, not Barry Allen.
So that's all that news. Let's move into some TV stuff.
Sure.
Flash. Yeah, let's talk Flash first because. Actually, I've only got one thing to talk about in Supergirl.
Sure.
Is they pulled a Lobo reference.
Yeah, that's deep.
It was fucking cool. Because they were like, it had to do, they had, what's his name, Prison Master or something. Something dumb.
Prison Master.
It's not one of the stronger episodes, but it was still okay.
Alright.
But they had, so this guy show up and they didn't really know who the fuck he was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's like, oh, maybe it's an intergalactic bounty hunter. And then sort of Martian Manhunter looks at the sister who's part of the agency is like, you don't think. She's like, no, if he was here, we'd know it. I'm like, oh, they're talking about Elbo.
That's cool.
And I feel like that's another one of those Kreisberg, Berlanti things that they did. Like when they were using Nanda Parbat, it's like, so they could eventually get to Ra's al Ghul. I feel like they've chucked that in there so they can eventually use it. Get to Lobo. Nice. Like, that'd be fucking cool. As long as they do
Ultra Lobo and not Pretty Lobo.
Not Twinkie Lobo.
I feel like they'll probably go with Pretty Lobo.
No, I reckon they could go. They could totally pull off.
I actually didn't hate Lobo. Pretty Lobo.
I haven't read any of it. It's just he's not my Lobo. I like Lobo being big, smoking cigars with dreadlocks.
Hashtag not my Lobo.
Hashtag not my
Lobo. Hashtag not my Christian Grey.
yeah, so that was real cool. I that was like the most exciting part about that episode. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
A, that's a huge like. That's deep in the universe because Lobo is not even really relevant anymore.
No, but it's fun. I like that that's they cool. did that. Also, Flash, Supergirl crossover is coming up fucking hard and fast.
Yeah, when's it actually on air?
It's 3 episodes or so time.
Just on Supergirl?
It's episode 16, yeah, it's just the one. Because he's, I guess, because of what happened in the last bit of Flash, where I guess he's going to try go...
Get back to the time stream.
He might fuck up and end up in Supergirl territory. And that's why he's there.
Yep.
I can see that making sense. But, yeah. And we know who the villains are. We know Silver Banshee's in it. It looks fucking perfect.
Yep, from and, the photos. What's someone it called?
Laura Vandervoot. Yeah, Laura Vandervoot's playing somebody who's all blue. She's playing Mystique, is what she's playing.
Well, she looks like Mystique.
Yeah.
It's basically Mystique.
Yeah, so there's that, I guess. I don't know who the other one, like the Laura Vandervoot character is. Like, I have no...
I've never heard of Inigo in my life.
No, neither have I. But Silver Banshee's cool. I don't know if she's shown up in New 52 either. She may have. But I'm not around
Supergirl or really Superman or anything like that.
Yeah, like I don't read any of the super titles.
I read Supergirl when it first came out. It was actually quite good.
I didn't mind. I read the first collected edition, but it was not something I was going to stick.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I was the money that I wanted to spend was just not.
It's obscene.
It's crazy.
It's just obscene.
$7 a comic?
Huh.
What?
Outrageous. It is actually getting that way. Oh, a new issue of Dark Knight Returns actually came out as well.
I fucking haven't read it yet.
I don't know why people were coming out. Like, why
getting angry?
No, well, Frank Miller came out and said that there's something that happens in this issue that's going to piss people off. And I thought that was issue 2, but apparently he meant issue 3. But nothing really happened that would shit people
Jared
off.
Jared is like, just trying to be more subversive than he actually is.
Maybe. Like, Green Lantern got his arm zapped off. That's about it. And that was in the after thing that he writes and draws.
People are really angry that Green Lantern got his arm zapped off. Like, do you reckon it's about, like, the whole tone of the thing is, like, immigration almost?
Or, like... terrorism.
Yeah, because like, it's like
homeland terrorism.
It's like we want to, we're bringing these people to our planet and yeah, like, you know, to protect them.
There is a big thing about them.
It's like, actually, no, they're all evil.
Yeah, they're kind of like, there was a whole thing about them enslaving
the
humans and stuff once they got there. So maybe.
I reckon, because like, he has kind of come out to be a quiet racist in the past.
There's also a little, well, it's Azzarello that's writing it, not Miller.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
There is a little bit towards
the
end.
Even the end part?
That end part was had nothing to do with, like... It was just, like, a separate story. Because they did the two super... No. They did the Supergirl one. Or the Atom ones. And then he gets killed. So you can't do another one with him. So it was now Green Lantern. And he gets his arms zapped off.
That's pretty controversial.
I think it kind of, like... You can sort of see it, like, if you're going through that, like, immigration aspect of it. Because they kind of turned Superman's daughter against him. And I thought that that was going to be the bit. It's like, oh, she's turned against me and she's going to kill Superman kind of thing. Because
that's controversial. Yep.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that?
Well, that didn't happen yet. It might.
Shit, son.
But so it's kind of like immigrants are turning our children against us. Us proper Americans.
Maybe that's what he... Maybe that's what he is, like, talking about then.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Wait, that's a stretch.
It's pretty loose, though. Yeah.
That's like, a real stretch. Like, I had to work for that one.
Yeah. We were jumping through some fucking hoops there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun though. There were some fun scenes, like Bruce and Kelly go off to the Fortress of Solitude to get him out of the ice, and Batman just starts sassing him. They just both start sassing him, and then he gets out of the ice.
What, so he just wakes up from sass?
Yeah.
So he's just been sitting there.
They sassed him too hard.
Totally aware of what's going on.
They had like they had a mallet, and they like smashed open the ice so he could like hear them and stuff. But like, I assume
he could hear the sass.
Yeah. Then like... I don't actually feel like Batman was pretty genuine. He's just like, you know, I'm too old to do this. You need to come back kind of thing. Like, I can't, like, if I do this, I'll die. Like, I can't stop them.
And like, I fucked you up before.
And then like, Carrie Kelly's just like, just starts sassing him hard. And then he gets out and he's like, what did you say about my people? Just like, okay.
Oh God.
That's all it takes.
Bit of sass.
Cause yeah, they're saying that he gave up after the events of,
Dark Knight.
strikes again. Yeah, like, so the whole city and blown up and stuff. He gave up and went away. It's like...
Pussy.
Being pussy, man.
He's got to sass him.
He's got to sass the shit out of him.
The best results from people is you sass them.
Yeah. Let's jump back onto the Flash, though, because that's what we were actually talking about.
Yep.
So we only had one episode? I was going to say issue.
Yeah, it was the after they came back from Earth 2.
Yeah, so Jay's been taken.
Well, killed, theoretically.
Well, spoilers, he's not dead. He's carrying him. If he was dead, why would you not just leave the body? He's clearly alive still.
Well, it is his doppelganger.
His doppelgangbang. Yeah, so spoilers. Zoom is AJ Garrick, which I'm pretty sure we made the speculation on this show.
Is Hunter Zolomon.
It's probably going to be Hunter Zolomon.
Yeah.
So I reckon working theory at the moment is during the particle accelerator on Earth 1, he gets speed powers, breaks through dimensions, gets trapped on Earth 2, starts causing mayhem. Finds his doppelganger. That's why he hates Jay Garrick and the Flash so much, because he is Jay Garrick.
But then they have Hunter Zolomon in their universe already.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, because he has the ability, I reckon he can go between dimensions without the portals.
Oh, alright.
Because the Flash can. He can do it without portals. So
he was basically just chilling by that leg.
Just having some downtime. He can't be evil all the time, man. He's got to read his books.
He's pretty fucking evil.
Yeah, he's dressed all in black, so he's like, he's evil.
It's racist.
But who knows? We could be wrong. We still don't know who the guy in the jail cell was. I had a working theory that it was another Jay Garrick.
I don't think there can be three.
Well, there's multiple universes.
Yeah, but like, just that seems a bit silly. I'm still going with Eddie.
You're going to Eddie?
Yeah, could be. He had blonde hair at the back.
Yeah, I definitely could be. It was my theory was Jay Garrick until obviously all the new reveals. I'm like, okay, might not be now, because he knows who Jay Garrick was and got real upset when he said that Jay was back in, like, the universe. And he got real upset about it as well. So it seems like there was some personal... Like, he knew something bad was about to happen to him.
Yeah.
So he was trying to warn them, but then just decided to stop writing after Jay Garrick because he's an idiot.
Idiot.
Oh,
is that why you were saying Jay?
Yeah, that's why he was typing Jay. He was, like, looking...
Because it was Jay.
Because he's Jay.
Even though he's...
Because that's what I thought. Like, he was typing... Oh, yeah, that's maybe why he was so upset. He's, like, he was trying to tell him... that Jay Garrick was Zoom. That makes sense.
Yep.
I got there.
Yep, we got there. We're a team, Will.
We got there. This is why we work together. I also had a running theory that I'd like to see, is that Zoom was actually... So, it's Jay Garrick, doppelganger, but maybe his name is something else and could be like Johnny Quick from the Crime Syndicate. And the end of this season, we'll introduce Crime Syndicate. But instead of having like Ultraman, maybe you have like... Oh, Owlman, you have like an Evil Arrow kind of thing. With characters that they evil already Adam. Have. So like Evil Adam character, Evil Arrow, Evil...
Yeah, Rock so they Girl, can just have kind of the stuff. Actors.
Yeah, the ones that they have already they can use. Oh, so they don't have to use like a Berlanti Crime Syndicate kind of thing. So not the Crime Syndicate, but for their universe that they've established.
Yeah, I'm down with
like
that.
The Berlanti Crime Syndicate.
Berlanti Crime Syndicate.
We also had King Shark return.
Yeah, that was fucking cool, actually.
It looked just as good.
One scene where it was in sunlight, which I appreciated because it's hard to do.
And it, like... Didn't look terrible.
Yeah, it held up.
Like, it's obviously CGI. Like, you can tell it's CGI. But it's also a giant shark, so you're kind of like, of course it's CGI.
It's gonna be, yeah, it was kind of, that was exactly the argument I had. I was like, well, you can tell it's CGI. And I was like, there's no way they're going to make a huge walking shark that talks look believable.
They fucking killed it, though. Like, again, like when I saw that it was going to be a King Shark episode, I'm like... They were already talking about how much money they spent on it the first time.
Yeah.
Just for that little scene. I'm like, this is going to break the bank. But it was good.
They probably got a lot more money now. Like,
I guess maybe from that, they're like, maybe we can find some extra cash for this episode. Because they saw the reaction. Like, that got a lot of coverage. Yeah.
That was cool.
So, like, bring it back.
I didn't appreciate the shark must have drowned. Let's turn off the laser fence.
Yeah, bit dumb.
Guys, you're better than that.
You should be better than
like,
that.
If the shark
you're clearly not better than that.
Just leave it. If it's dead... Just leave it.
It's like, what's the problem? I guess because they wanted it to be a weapon, and if the food but still. Goes, yeah. I think like they had to lower the food in, and it's like he's not going for it. But it's like you have it again above the electric net. Of course, he's not going to go for it. So, he knows there's an electric net there.
Guys, just be smarter.
There's also some weird stuff where like he shows up at Flash's house and he like busts down the fucking roof and he's like, "I smell you, Flash." But then it turns out it's not actually him smelling; it's about some electrical thing. So it had nothing to do with smell.
Yeah, that was weird, actually. I didn't think about that.
So a couple of little strange things through that episode. I've almost finished Legends of Tomorrow, the most recent episode, where it's 2046.
Yes, see, I haven't watched that one yet.
I'm kind of up to the ending part, like the final like high point where there's going. I'm assuming
the climax.
Yeah, well, we'll have like
the climax.
Older the climax. we'll have Oliver Queen, older Oliver Queen, show up and fuck some shit up.
Yep, nice.
Connor Hawke is interesting. I won't give away. It's not really. It's not like a moment, but his name is not actually Connor Hawke. He just calls himself Connor Hawke.
Oh,
there are reasons behind it that are a bit flimsy. But they kind of play it off as like...
So I really liked Hawks.
Connor Hawke could still show up at some point. Because they sort of played it off as this is an alternate time. It's like this future doesn't have to show like be.
Sure.
So, you know, we don't know these people. Like these... Pretty much like they might show up, but in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
So the Connor Hawke that they have now might not be the Connor Hawke that they have later. I'm kind of hoping that that Connor Hawke joins up with the time traveling band. And, like, because they're kind of, like, they're one person down. So it's, like, you know, put him in that slot. So that way you have your Arrow character. Cool.
I'd be down with that.
Arrow can be cool. Like, he didn't, from the stuff I saw, he didn't get to do too much. It'd be nice to see, like, what, like, give him something to do, you know?
So who was he related to in this?
I don't want to let it be spoiled. Though I feel like it's an easy jump to make.
It's going
to
be Diggle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
going to
be Diggle.
Based on race, I feel like it's a super
Diggle,
easy
jump. Yeah, it's definitely Diggle.
There is one African-American man in that show.
And so let me guess, Connor Hawke died and they had to... He's taken on his name or some shit?
Well, there's no Connor Hawke. So he's just like... At one point, Oliver calls him John. And you're like, John? He's like, John Diggle Jr.
Oh my God.
And...
John Diggle Jr.
And he's like, that's not my name anymore. It's like, he died. It's this whole thing. It's like, so I've taken the name Connor Hawke instead. I'm like... Okay. Doesn't sure. matter, though. It doesn't matter.
Fuck it.
I can't decide if I like the way Stephen Amell looks with the old prosthetic makeup. The beard looks cool.
Yeah,
I'm way into the beard.
Is it kind of too fakey?
Okay, so it's 2046.
Yep.
It's 2016 now. It's 30 years in the future.
So he's 30.
He's about 30 now.
63 or so.
He'd be 63. He does, like, face-wise, maybe you could get away with him looking... I think...
But he's still ripped as fuck.
Obviously, like, he's a young man in, like, the makeup. So yeah. It's kind of like, it's hard to do. But I just... It's hard to believe it. But for the sake of it, I was just willing myself through it. I'm just like, yes, you're an old man now.
Okay, sure.
But, no, there's some cool stuff they did with, like, the prosthetics and stuff. The beard looked wicked. I haven't seen him in the actual Arrow suit yet with the beard. That's the part I'm looking... I've seen photos of it, but that's the part I'm looking forward to.
The beard.
But, yeah, so that's...
Two dragons.
It's kicking along. I'm still very much enjoying the show.
Yeah, I'm digging Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't watched Arrow in 5 weeks.
I had not watched the most recent one. So, I've had an issue with, obviously, Felicity being in the wheelchair.
Yep.
She seems super okay with it super quick. Like, there has been no fallout. Like, her... Even just being upset about it, that was, like...
One
not
episode.
Like 10 minutes of an episode.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge amount, was it?
And then, like, there's
a... Because she's so resilient.
There's a bit of an episode where she's, like, she's struggling with all that's happened to her. But it's not even, like, being paralyzed. They don't really play on that much. And I was like, really? You could have done something interesting here with this character. Explored a different side of her. But you're not going to do it. And now, just like in the New 52, gave to Barbara Gordon, we have a little magic chip that's going to help her walk again.
Of course.
Because that's what they do in the... Like, I like that they went there because that's what happens to Barbara in the comics. But at the same time,
is that what
like,
happens? They put a chip in her spine.
There's a chip in her spine, and that's what's. It's. They gave a reason. It's not a good reason.
Science.
Magic. But
so she's walking now.
Not yet. They
she
haven't.
Will.
Like she needs a surgery to implant the chip, and they're like, not 100% it's going to work. I'm like, it's going to work.
But you know, curveball. She dies in surgery.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Now we see.
And Ollie goes on a hunt to kill the surgeon.
Oh man,
Arrow season 5.
That would actually be fucking interesting.
Ollie chasing a surgeon.
It would not last very long. It would be like 5 episodes max.
If that, I think Ollie is probably more equipped to kill someone than a surgeon.
Well, I feel like the surgeon would be running away, right? Like,
yeah, he'd
be running.
Ollie's faster.
You would think.
Ollie's really quick, man.
He's real quick.
He's super quick.
Yeah, so, I think it's a bit weak, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a bit soft. And just the whole, every week since she got paralyzed, they're not dealing with it and her just being that okay with it. And like, maybe, I guess people are different with how they're, but you would think there would be some sort of trauma to not being able to walk anymore that
you
they just
imagine.
Didn't explore. I was like, I feel like you could have done something with that and you kind of glossed over it and she's just like, normal her, but you can't walk, kind of thing. They even make a joke about it at one point,
no,
very early
you can't
on.
Do that. You can't be joking about it just yet.
Well, yeah, like it was very early on. It was like, they made Malcolm say the jokes. It's like, he's a bad guy anyway. So it's like, you don't mind him being insensitive.
Anyone's offended? Yeah. Yeah, but like, he's supposed to...
But he's the bad guy.
You were supposed to be offended.
Yeah, so... there's something about her, like... something about coming in the room, but it was, like, implied walking, and she's like, oh, sorry. It's like, fuck you, man.
Why don't you use your legs in the room?
Yeah. Like, why don't you
gotcha.
They wanted to stand up and say that. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Oh, you're in a wheelchair.
Bitch. But, yeah, like we talked about already, he's lost his hand, and now he's well into Hive.
So he's lost his hand, and he's making fun of her for not being able to walk.
Well, that was after. Like, he said that before he got his hand chopped off.
Did everyone say, you know, give him a hand?
Round of applause with this cunt. Oh, wow. And she's wheeling out. Does a drive-by.
Gives him the finger.
Fuck yeah.
Hashtag drive-by.
And they've kidnapped his son. That's the other thing.
Whose son?
Oliver's son.
Ah.
So in the sense that it was weird. It's a weird kidnapping in that you see Damien Duck's daughter. And then he walks in with William. And yep. It's just like, this is William. He's going to be playing with you for a little bit. Or like, oh, we like play with him for a bit, or something like that. Something not creepy.
This is William. I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah, and just like, and the kid's just like, yeah, like the William kid is real okay with it, which means maybe he doesn't realize he's been kidnapped.
Probably not.
His mum has not warned him
kids
of stranger
are dumb
danger.
As fuck.
Yeah, but stranger danger is like high.
The kids are just lured off the street. But yeah, never mind.
So I guess it'll be explained more in the most recent episode that I haven't watched yet about maybe how that happened. I feel like the mother's dead, or she will die, because then the only reason to have him for any kind of growth for Oliver is to eventually bring him into that circle and the clusterfuck it's going to make of his life because he hasn't told Felicity that he has a child.
Oh, fuck, that's right. He hesitated, didn't he?
He did not say a word to
her. Oh, shit.
And it comes up a bit in the last episode I saw. They talk about it, that her mom is like, Oliver doesn't keep secrets from you and stuff. It's like, yes, he does.
Except for that kid that I have. So
just a 9-year-old secret.
9 years old.
I don't know. I think he's about 9, right?
He's basically old enough to be a bartender.
Yeah, basically.
In Germany.
Germany? That was dumb.
I don't know.
So I can't talk on the new episode, but I'm not disliking the new season, though.
It's definitely better than season 3.
It's got a ways to go. Oh, actually, something in Legends, it really irritated me, right?
The fact they follow the same formula for every
episode. How much do you know of this? Well, they do a little bit of that. It kind of breaks a little bit, but it's still very much the same sort of set, like, piece.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything for this episode? Like, any pictures or anything?
No. Or maybe bits and pieces, yeah.
So, a little spoiler is that there is a Deathstroke that has taken over Star City.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
it's like, how?
Well, I was really fucking hoping it would be Slade. It is not Slade. And it's very...
Slade's
it's,
kid?
It's very early on that you get told it's not Slade. Like, pretty much straight away, you get shown it's not Slade. I wanted to see, like, Old Man Slade. That would have been, like, have Old Man Slade. That would have been cool.
That'd be cool.
That would have been fucking awesome, actually.
Old Man Slade.
Old Man Slade versus Old Man Oliver Queen.
Old Man
just geriatric
if it's
Thea fighting.
Or Laurel, like, I'm going to fucking kill someone.
No, it's his son.
Oh.
But his son is so irritating to watch on screen. Cool. I don't know what it is. I think it's his face when he takes the mask off. He has a really kind of interesting looking face.
Would I know the actor?
I have no idea who he is. I also, I don't know, he's just, I don't like him. I just don't like
him. Basically, you don't like him because he's ugly.
No, not even that. Like, just like, the whole personality, he just seems like a petulant child. And I would have, like, having him be Deathstroke, or a, like, second generation Deathstroke, makes sense because you've got your second generation Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just like, it has no impact. And like, who the fuck is this dude anyway? Like, who cares? Because we're having Oliver come back, so that has the impact.
Yeah.
We're not going to have, like, Old Man Slade show up and fuck Will.
Would have been cooler if, like, Ollie was the enemy or something. Like, someone you actually give a fuck about.
Yeah, that's what it is. So there's no, like, there's no stakes. I'm like, well, you know, it's like some villains come back. And if you're led to believe it's Deathstroke, it's like, he finally came back. Like,
or like Malcolm of their world or something.
His first nemesis has come back to fight, like, and has ruined everything. But it's not. It's just this fucking kid that you've never met.
Yeah, that's
and it's
weak.
Like, you've put fucking Oliver in Old Man makeup. Put Slade in Old Man makeup. Fucking dye his hair.
Maybe they couldn't afford to bring him back.
Maybe. I assume that's what it have to be, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that story works better with
when
Slade.
When it's Slade. Yeah, it makes very little sense without Slade.
Unless, obviously, something happens in...
the following episode or the ending. Yeah. It turns out it actually is
I guess,
Slade.
Like, the fight with this new Deathstroke, Oliver loses his hand, like, in the past. Like, we don't see that part. But maybe it's just like he's younger and stronger than Oliver was at that. Like, Oliver had gotten too old and slow and lost a hand because of it now.
Still not that great. Still not as strong as
Destro. A lot. Actually, not even just a hand, like an arm. Like, a full fucking arm.
How did he lose it?
I'm assuming Destro chopped it off.
God damn.
That's a good cut, too.
God damn.
It's not hard to do. I mean, it's not easy to do.
Cut.
Yeah, so, I don't know. That part really irritated me. But Heatwave and Captain Cold, fucking strong as ever.
Cool.
There's a weird sort of romance scene going on that's kind of like, your boyfriend just died, dude. Just calm down.
Oh, with who?
I don't want to spoil that part. Okay. That's the most exciting part of the episode. That's why
I watched this. That's why we're tuning in.
It was like, there's hijinks. Hijinks happened.
Ooh, hijinks.
Like, romantic hijinks. So I was like, okay.
Cute.
It's like, you clearly have nothing to do with these characters, so we're going to have some romantic hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
And he also has, like, if it's possible, this Deathstroke mask is worse than the one.
How?
It's worse.
The hockey mask?
Yeah. It's worse than that one.
The one on the island, even though the colours are wrong,
I loved it.
Was still the best one they had.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was fucking perfect.
Nothing could be worse than the girl Deathstroke mask.
Yeah, I kind of want to look at it again.
That was awful. She must have just put it on and gone, fuck my life.
Yeah. It was not the best.
Why did they have to have the mouth shown?
I don't know.
Just give her a regular mask.
Yeah. I don't know. Look.
A contract, like, I need my mouth to be in frame.
I need my mouth open.
Oh.
For talking.
Yeah, mate, yeah, sure, for talking.
Final thing to go out on, some Game of Thrones news.
Yes.
So, George R. R. Martin has come out, and I guess he's been toying with this idea whether to include it or not, but he has this big twist that he wasn't sure if he was going to do in the books because it can't be done in the show now.
Yeah.
So there's this big twist that's coming in Winds of Winter that cannot be done in the show because his character is already dead.
You have to imagine it's like Catelyn Stark.
It has to be somebody who is either been killed off in the show that hasn't in the book, or like Catelyn Stark was killed in the book, but then comes back as Lady Stoneheart.
Yep.
I cannot think of who the fuck would be, though. Outside of Lady Stoneheart, like, who else has died, do you think, that isn't in the book? Like,
I know. No, I don't think, I haven't read it.
Well, actually, who's, it's going to be a long list, but who the fuck's died?
Dude, like, everyone.
Everybody.
Like, Rob, fucking Ned.
See, they're all dead, Catelyn, in the books. Like, back in the book is the only
Joffrey.
One. Dead.
The big Lannister.
The Hound is dead, but in the books, it's kind of, it's not, it's alluded to more than you see it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the show, it's kind of, it's set way more than it was.
Well,
in
she
the
leaves,
book.
She just walks away, and he's like, don't leave.
Yeah, see, that, all that stuff doesn't happen in the.
Because they're leaving it like he's still going to be alive.
Yeah.
This is the kind of show that lets you see him die on screen. It's like, I'm still not convinced that sword trainer from the first season's dead.
Ah, Sirio.
Yeah. I'm still not convinced.
That would be fucking cool if he just fucking rocks up.
And she's a total badass now.
Sits on the Iron Throne. It's like,
I am the king of Westeros.
I am the king of Westeros.
I like dancing.
What do we say to death? Not to death.
Not to death.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. It would have to be her. But that almost seems too obvious as well. That it has something to do with her.
Yeah.
But we also don't know what the twist is yet.
Yeah, we're kind of speculating about something we know nothing about.
Yeah. And especially because I haven't... best way to be. Because I haven't read all the books as well, so like maybe somebody else... Like there's somebody else who's alive that we didn't think of. Who else? Like, I don't know how... what's his face dies? Tyrion, Tywin. Pretty sure he dies in the book.
Oberyn?
Oh my god, yes!
He doesn't
he just
actually
comes
get
back
his head crushed?
Just like... I feel like that would happen in the book though, for sure.
Oh, God.
Head crushing 5 times.
Yeah, that was
like
fun.
A grave.
That still is hard to look at. I will be your champion. No, you won't. It's 5 a.m. Why is this on my Facebook feed? I didn't want to see that. No.
Yes, you did.
Oh, it was awful. I felt so sick.
Oh, it's pretty fucked up when it happens. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
It was, we've all seen
I watched it.
It
in, like, because it was a GIF. It was all in, like, slow-mo, too.
Like,
no.
This is so much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could just keep speculating what the fuck that's going to be.
It is...
Ned Stark.
Yeah, Ned Stark.
They're doing another series of Game of Thrones. I think it's after this season... Oh, like, this series ends, like, once they're done.
They're going to offshoot?
A prequel kind of thing to
really?
Do with Robert's Wall.
I'm less interested in watching that.
There has been, like... I don't know if there was... actual casting, or if it was they were looking for casting, or like it was just like fantasy casting. But it seems I feel like there
the
was
fantasy Witcher castings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that one. I do feel like there was some sort of cast announced, so it kind of seems like it's definitely going to be a thing.
I've heard nothing of it.
I've heard, like, bits and pieces as it goes through. But, like, I'd definitely be down for a little bit more on that sort of... But I guess, like, part of the... Like, you couldn't do it until the end of Game of Thrones, because part of the intrigue with the series is kind of, like, the reality about what that situation was.
What happened in the beginning, because everyone's got different fucking sides of the story.
And, like, you know, the whole, like, Jon Snow parentage kind of thing comes directly out of that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to find out where that one lands.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It looks like they're doing another season as well. There's supposed to be, like, two more, but it looks like they might be doing an eighth.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I'd
rather two more, to be honest. I just kind of want to get to the end.
I don't want to rush it, though. I want this to go on
forever. I feel like they're not rushing it.
Well, they kind of are. Like, they were doing a season of book, like a book a season, and those books are dense.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, they are big books. But in saying that, like, some of them are equal size to, like, the fifth and sixth Harry Potter books, which is an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours of movie.
Yeah, but they're not particularly well-done movies as a result, though, because they cut a lot out. There's a lot of them.
Say they're bad movies.
I didn't say they were bad. I just said they were not particularly well done.
I didn't say they were bad, just they weren't good.
It's not the best.
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just don't like it.
I don't like it. There is actually, while we're talking about, just to go off on Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
They're, you know how they're doing the musical play thing, like J.K. Rowling's like involved in setting up another story. It's called The Cursed Child and the stage show. They're making that into a book now. She's writing out the book.
I thought it was she basically was taking the screenplay and putting it into paper.
Yeah, she's adapting it. Like, she's writing it out and making another Harry Potter book out of it.
I'll probably read it.
I'll read the fuck out of it. I love those books.
Fuck out of that.
The movies were just okay.
I'm down with that. I really enjoyed the last couple movies.
Oh, yeah. They were much better than the first ones.
The first few were pretty weak. It's because the kids couldn't act, but that's not really on them. They're just kids.
They're kids. Get off the dick.
No, fuck those kids. I'm going to fuck those kids.
Get off the dick, man.
Whoa.
All right. So, I feel like that's something I need to say.
Walking Dead?
Oh, fuck, yeah. I totally forgot about Walking Dead.
There's a lot to recap on.
That's not too much. They did a time jump after the, like, so they came back and...
I don't think we've...
Do we even talk... let's do it now, because otherwise we're just going to get too far behind.
Yeah.
They did some comic shit.
They did some pretty rough stuff on TV.
Yeah, and they went full... Walking Dead with it.
I was so happy when that kid died.
Oh my god, yeah. So that happens in the book.
He sucks so much.
And then she, obviously they're all linked up, right?
Yep.
They're walking through and she starts getting eaten. And then what Rick does, because she's holding on to Carl and won't let go. And because Carl's a lot younger at this point as well. Like, at this point,
that's right, I forgot that he cut her arm off.
He's a man, all right? Man. He is a man. He could have got free. Just fucking yank your arm. I don't care if it hurts your delicate little fingers.
Little dainty wrists.
Get your fucking hand out of there and run away, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But... like, in the comic, he's a lot younger still. He's only, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So he's, like, he can't get away. And so, instead of, like, I guess trying to get the zombies off her or, like, put her out of her misery, he fucking just chops her fucking arm off. And they did that. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. The look on his face, though, before he has to do it, he's, like, going back to the little flashback that he's had. And he's like, no.
I felt so bad. I'm like, Rick just can get no dick.
Mm.
Like, all he wants is to just get hard up.
He does.
Oh, he does. Yeah, it's just, like, I felt so bad for him. It's just like, oh, man. Well, he didn't even get to fuck her. That sucks.
No. Yes.
It's like, it's been years.
That is the worst part of all this.
It's like, it's been years.
He didn't get to fuck her.
It's been literal years for this man. Just like, since his wife has died.
Yep.
It's been at least a year. Because that child is at least two now, that baby.
You reckon two?
Oh, it looks about two.
Is it walking?
Pretty much.
Really?
It's a big baby.
It's a big baby.
Cute as fuck, though. That baby is the cutest thing on that show.
Big baby. Yeah.
Next Glenn. but
gay.
It's just like, oh man, all he wanted to do was have some sex.
Just tame some strange.
And he's just like, and you just see him there like bummed out. It's like, oh god, damn it.
And then he just fucking
then he cuts her hand off and he's just like, oh, bring the hand.
Ugh.
I need
Ugh.
It.
Ugh, for the stranger.
and
then the other kid cunts out again.
Well, I feel like he just watched his younger brother and mom die. He snaps. I'm like, fair enough.
He was snapped before, man. He was trying to shoot Carl.
He was already, like, there's a couple of times he'd been lining him up. Like, don't be a cunt.
How did you fucking do that?
Then he was a cunt and shot him in the face. Went for Walking Dead.
Took his eye.
Amazing.
Interesting shot. How you could blow the eye out without taking either the brain or the nose.
Okay, so obviously they can't do it prosthetic-wise like they did in the comics. In the comics, he's literally missing, like, all of this part of his head.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah. It's well gnarly. Like, you can't do that because otherwise you would actually have to take apart this kid's face. Ruining any acting roles he has for the future.
Yeah, that's not great. You don't want to do that. Really, he's missing that much of his
head. Yeah, it's like... It's
and
like,
he's still alive?
It's a cabin. Like, because it goes in through here, like, that way. And, like, obviously you can't... This is, I just realized that we're on a medium. So it goes through on an angle, on a right angle, like...
There's nothing better than trying to explain visual things on an audio medium.
I'm going
to
try it. Okay, so you're looking straight ahead. And the person straight ahead of me has a gun.
Yeah.
They step to their right, which is my left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on an angle now through that eye. So it kind of blasts out the side of his skull. Like, the, like lower by the, like, occipital sort of area. Takes out the eye.
Yep.
And then, like, there's just this massive cavern. And, like, it heals over a bit as time... Because they do a time jump and it heals up.
Still pretty gross.
But, yeah, it's not. It's not great.
It was pretty rough when they showed it on the actual thing, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think they did as good a job as they like potentially like, could have. Because, like, fuck.
For a split second, I thought he was dead.
Yeah, well, that's what... In the comic, he kind of... Like, he gets his head blown out. And that's, like, the stopping... Like, it sort of has this big page of just him with his head blown out going, dead. And, like, oh, he's dead.
He's dead. No,
he's fucked. And then he lives.
That kid has got shot twice now.
That's him having that... Yeah, he's got shot twice now.
And lived.
I've forgotten about that one, yeah.
That first one was like a huge part of season two, where the plot went to die.
That was all of season two. Yeah.
Coral.
Him having that fucked up face, though, is a big part of him, like, his meeting with Negan, that relationship. Like, there is, like, things that Negan's respect for Carl comes a lot, at least initially, from, like, he looks at him and he's like, fuck, look at you. Like, what have you had
been
to
through some shit?
He's like, I don't even know if I could kill you. If I try.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, he has, like, this weird respect for, like, Carl as a result.
He's all fucked up.
And it's even cooler in the comics because, like, he's the only person he respects outside of maybe Rick, and he's, like, a 10-year-old child.
So to Rick and... actually, everybody's spoiling it for me.
Yeah, so... And they did that. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then they had, like, the town rises up and rallies around Rick, which happens in the comics
as well. They had a really cool montage at the end. Everyone was swinging shit.
That was not great. But...
You didn't like it?
I didn't care for it. But... They clear out the town, and then they did a time jump for the next episode, which I think was smart.
Yeah, I guess like a month or so?
I didn't need... Maybe like a couple of months, because he's healed up a bit. He's sort of up and about. I figure it would take a while for that.
Yeah, he's still changing the dress.
I'd say... I was thinking 3 to 4 months, tops. Because
be changing the dressing on after 4 months.
I don't know, but he's missing half his face, man. I don't know. That was my guess, because they cleaned up the town, they fixed the fences.
Yeah, actually, a fair bit happened.
And they've, like, established... routines and runs and shit. And then Jesus showed up.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I didn't really pick it at first, and I was like, hang on, you've got long hair.
I got it straight away. As soon as like,
that's going to be Jesus, isn't it?
As soon as he bumped into him, before he'd even seen him, I'm like, oh, that's Jesus.
Is that what happens in the comics?
No, it's very different in the comics, but I was very excited about it. They do take him captive, though. The same thing sort of happens.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I'll let you find out in the show.
Oh, you motherfucker, you would do that.
I fucking love Jesus. Love Jesus.
You religious freak.
I got so excited. Because I watch it with my girlfriend who doesn't read the books or anything like that. Or the comics or anything like that. And when he showed up, I'm like, Jesus?
Jesus? She didn't get it.
And she's like, she didn't really question me about it. She just let it slide. Earlier that night, I got a text from a friend who watches it. And he texts me Jesus. I'm like, oh, something fucking wild must have happened.
It was Jesus.
And it was like, oh, you meant actual Jesus.
That's why you said Jesus.
Yeah.
Because of the Jesus.
Because of the Jesus.
The Jesus.
What else happened in that episode? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what else happened in that episode. Rick finally got some strange.
Fuck Michonne.
He fucked Michonne.
Well, we didn't actually see it happening.
He fucked Michonne. Right, not in the comic.
They fuck each other.
They fuck each other. Like, it's true. She fucks him, if anything.
Oh, yeah. You know he's just getting railed in the ass. That's just getting that sword. Oh.
Pegged hardcore. Oh. Deadpool made it okay for pegging in comics.
Fuck, that was funny. Nope.
But that's not... In the comics, it's Andrea, who he hooks up with.
Oh, now I'm thinking about the Deadpool getting railed in the ass. Sorry.
It's Andrea who gets... that they hook up together.
So she's still alive in the comics at that point?
Yeah, she's well alive.
I got Walking Dead confused with Game of Thrones for a second. I was like, that's who they're talking about. Nope.
Yeah, so she's very alive at that point. And Michonne has a relationship with another major character that's going to show up. And has, like... big implications for things that have happened recently in the comics. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to play that a bit differently. It's not like them not having that relationship isn't like, it's not going to change too much. It made sense though.
Okay.
Like when they both sat down on the couch, cause like you could see it. You knew it was him. Yeah. Like, you knew he has a relationship. That's why I kind of thought they were going to leave that other person alive. Because he kind of looks like Andrea. So it's just like, it as Andrea in the comics.
The visuals of it.
Yeah.
Well, like, I read an article and it was like, the hookup that everyone's been waiting for. I was like, I have literally never even considered that. Like,
yeah, neither. I never really like, thought yeah, that cool, was a thing. Like, I just thought they were like real it. Buddies. Like, they were just good friends.
Just good friends.
This is a real nice relationship.
Like to play a bit of Sticky Belly. Sticky
Belly. That's gross. But it kind of works as well because like they're already living in the same house, and when you sort of see them living together, I was like, maybe they're already hooking up. And because Carl has like a real like they're buddies like in the comics and out in the show as well, yep. They're kind of real tight, and you could they kind of it seems like a very family vibe yep. in that early, in those early.
And now
scenes.
They've sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Now Carl has to bank her next.
Oh god. Run a train.
Oh.
It's how they bond in the life after the world collapses.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think that was all the major stuff, really. Yeah, so it kind of looks like, in terms of what they'll get through for this season, they'll go to the kingdom. Not the kingdom. They'll go to the hilltop.
Yep.
We'll probably get introduced to Negan at the end of the season, maybe.
I imagine so.
Next season will be, like, about rallying the other communities. And then all that war will probably break out at the end of the next season. And then, the season following will be... probably All Out War, maybe?
I got no idea.
They'll be pretty close to what they're up in the comic books as well, so there'll be a lot of filler in there, so that's...
Yeah, there was a lot of filler in season 2 as well, and 3.
They haven't done...
This season's been way less filler.
Yeah, they really kind of got things... They've done some filler still, but I guess it's not been as boring as season 2. Like, they haven't been in one place, or like, the same shit.
The pacing for the show overall is really weird. Like, they spend all of season 4 looking for Terminus... They get to Terminus and spend one episode there.
But they're all cannibals.
Yeah, but like that's a good thing. Like, focus more on the cannibals.
That's a good thing.
No, but like, that's an interesting... Like, you know, keep them captive for a little bit.
Yeah, I thought they were like... It
was
kind
like
of
one
seemed
episode,
in,
then they're gone.
It seemed like in one of the trailers that one of the main guy that was sort of questioning them was going to, like, go with them in the end.
Yeah, but no, he just got fucked up. He got fucked up by Rick, actually. He's just, like, kneeling down and Rick's just fucking hacking him in the shoulder.
That's right. That was brutal.
That was brutal, yeah. Fuck. And Gabriel's all like, ooh.
He gets fucking hard too, that dude. Most recently in the comics, because he's still alive. Spoiler, I guess. Because
he's still kind of a bitch in the show.
Yeah, like
he's less bitchy.
Because they've started a militia in the comic.
Yep.
And he's just like, out of nowhere, he comes up to Rick and he's just like, I feel like I can be doing more. I want to join the militia. I'm like, that's a big 180 for you, Mr. Godman.
Well, that was like the first episode. He's in the church with other people and he's like, I need to go.
Leaves
the church filled with people to go out and start fucking zombies up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, zombies are okay. Real people is bad.
Real people bad.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Follow us on Twitter, because I'm tweeting a bit at the moment.
Follow us
not
on
a lot,
tweets.
But I'm doing it. Subscribe on iTunes and all that. Leave a review. Go check out some of the other podcasts at EMC as well, who graciously put up our show and retweet us all
Thanks,
the time.
Guys.
And, yeah, we'll be back in... Oh, actually, we may do an early episode... as I will not be here in the following week, I'll be away. So we will try and make sure there is some new Fackle for around that time. If not, we might be a week late, but I'll tweet about it. I'll tweet my feelings about it.
You do that. Tweet your feelings.
I'll start up a little diary.
Real tweets.
Online diary that people can come and read and talk about my feelings.
That's cute.
Yeah. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Fat boy, Captain Marvel.